You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL. We've been waiting for almost a week now, I think, for a judge to rule in that hush money case with former President Donald Trump, whether he was in contempt of court and violated a gag order. We now know.
The judge did fine him $9,000. He is held in contempt. The judge cited 10 public statements that he said posed a threat to the trial. And it looks like the judge also gave a further warning by saying that if the former president continues to violate the gag order, that he would be willing to jail the former president. So we'll continue to follow that.
And he's also asked Donald Trump to take down those posts off of Truth Social. So we'll follow it. It's continuing to roll out here almost minute by minute. In other news, the college campus protest over the Israeli-Hamas war has now reached Utah.
Last night, police cleared a group of protesters from the University of Utah, and things got tense at times. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, well, I'm sitting here at President's Circle this morning, and unless you were here last night, you wouldn't even know if anything even happened last night. It looks completely normal. Gardeners out mowing the lawn, students walking up to class right now. But this was a large group of protesters that rallied, many of them setting up tents. Now, the school issued a formal warning for the group to disperse last night around 9:20. Many, though, did not leave. Police eventually, hours later, in riot gear, were given the green light to clear them out. That's from some video. You can hear police actually moving that protest across the street right by the FedEx office that I'm looking at right now. We know that 17 total people were arrested. This comes after police say some of those protesters, they say, were throwing things at officers. They also said that some had makeshift weapons. One officer sustained a minor injury. Otherwise, the campus clear, and the school says campus is now open, running again normal this morning. Live at the University of Utah, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
As the campus protest was cleared out, it generated some strong reactions. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Yeah, Tim, the Department of Public Safety, the University of Utah, and the Salt Lake City Police Department all echoed each other in their statements, saying free speech is protected, but encampments on campus grounds are not.
If your tents are not taken down, they will be removed by law enforcement.
The student group behind the protests gathered outside a jail to support their 17 fellow protesters who were arrested.
It's 1 a.m. We have a bunch of people out here supporting. So the movement is still strong. We're not deterred. We're going to come back, and we're going to come back even stronger.
Governor Spencer Cox says on X, protesters will be protected while those violating the law would be arrested. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
At this point, the protests at the University of Utah don't appear to be impacting any of the upcoming commencement ceremonies, which take place Thursday, and final exams are still scheduled to continue. Be sure to stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the very latest.
Now our top national story this hour, and again, it is those protests as protesters at Columbia University in Manhattan ignored another warning from the school to leave campus overnight. Then they broke into a campus building and are still inside right now. Student Jessica Schwalb was watching as it all happened.
The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle, and they also zip-tied the door handles.
The protesters are demanding the school divest of any groups that have ties to Israel.
New details have emerged in the Chad Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is following the updates in Boise.
Family members of Tammy Daybell took the stand. A cousin of Tammy and the cousin's daughter both talked about being surprised by Chad's reaction to her death at a viewing and a funeral. Chad sat with his hands crossed, staring them both down. But he was much more relaxed during earlier testimony from an FBI agent who walked through phone records and cell phone data showing where Chad, Lori Vallow Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, were on the days after the two children were both seen alive.
The trial is taking a pause today and will be back in court tomorrow.
We're also learning new details this morning about a man accused of multiple hit and runs against women along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington updates the story for us.
At the end of March, An Pham was charged with 6 counts of attempted murder for targeting female pedestrians with his car. As a part of the investigation, Salt Lake City Police enacted a search of the car, and new information shows they found 7 different cell phones stashed throughout the car. 2 were located in plain sight, and the other 5 were not.
Police say they are searching those cell phones for additional evidence involving the hit-and-run cases.
First look traffic. How's that problem down south, Andy?
Right now, Amanda, we've still got the crash at 33rd South. It's got the 3 right lanes blocked. Traffic backed up all the way to 215. And we still have delays from Lehigh over Point of the Mountain and up into Draper. We got a crash in Centerville that's been backing traffic on South 15, starting up near Lagoon and Farmington. And roadwork's been affecting the drive from Ogden to Riverdale all morning, still is right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Renting has become cheaper than buying in homes in cities all around the country, including right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit begins our live team coverage, Priced Out. Michael?
Tim, the state capital ranks as one of the 5 cities with a significant gap between buying and renting. But what we're seeing here is happening across the entire United States. A new Bankrate report says the typical monthly cost of owning is at least 50% more expensive than renting. Still, CNBC shares not all cities are getting hit as hard.
Cities with the smallest gap, but still cheaper to rent, include Detroit, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Tampa.
Back in Salt Lake City, our cost gap between renting and owning is sitting at 89%. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.